Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
High school football is back in these parts, and Matt Lombardi joins us, head coach at Maple Grove. And the Crimson beat Blaine 26-14 last night to move to 2-0 on the season. And Matt, good to visit with you, and congrats on the win.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Thanks for having us on. Yeah, I was proud of the kids. They played hard.
Yeah, and I suppose it was a little unusual to be playing a home game at Maple Grove. You've got a great facility there and, you know, see just a few fans in each side of the grandstand.
Yeah, like you said, you do. You miss the packed stands, and we're blessed at Maple Grove that we really, really get great turnout and community support. So pretty much game in and game out, it's filled. And so it is a different environment, but When it starts, it's still, you're playing football and it's intense and the kids give everything they got, and it's still a great night to be out there.
Yeah, no doubt. It felt like October. I was at a football game, Champlin Park at Osseo, not far away from your place. And when I got there early to set up the gear and get ready to call the game, it felt like October for sure.
Yeah, we laughed about that. We were saying it's week two and you're already kind of got that, it has that playoff feel. It's got a little bit of that crisp air and the kids are contemplating whether they wear sleeves or not and you know, kind of the fun stuff that high school football is. But you're right, when it's week two and you already feel that kind of playoff crispness to the air, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah, and the week before, it was weird. I saw Champlin Park over at Centennial in week one. It felt like late August, early September. It was really weird. Even though it was October and it was week one here in 2020, it still felt like opening night weather.
It did. And it was it was funny, the week of practice leading into it, about everything was about 60 degrees and 58 and kind of cool, and then that game night came and it turned into an 80 degree day. And so I think the kids were a little bit huffing and puffing, and then the next week they go out and play and it's 45 degrees and the next morning there's snow. And so that's the beauty of Minnesota. That's kind of what you get come October and November. So I think the kids kind of enjoy it. It's kind of part of the shtick of what it is.
Maple Grove football coach Matt Lombardi joining us here on this Friday night. They played Thursday night. They beat Blaine to go to 2-0, 26-14. What have you seen out of your team in 2 weeks? I would assume just 2 weeks in, there's things to clean up like there is every year.
I'm really proud. I got a lot of kids that are sophomores and juniors. I think we have like 13 or so underclassmen starting right now. And then the seniors that we do have, Nate Becker, Nate Elm, Michael Zupke, Jaden Match, and a ton of kids are really providing great leadership for us. So it's kind of a neat mix of a bunch of young kids and some seniors coming together, and I've been proud of kind of the family they're creating.
Yeah, and let's kind of get into, is this about what you expected from your team? Because I know maybe more penalties, maybe those mistakes that as you get later in the season you don't see as much of.
Yeah, I think because we are so young, I think in both games, we've really shot ourselves in the foot quite a bit. But like I said, I've been proud of the effort. I think we had over 400 yards of offense last night. We had a ton of penalties, and we fumbled, put the ball on the carpet a little bit. And so obviously there's things we want to get better at. But like I said, Blaine was a good football team. A lot of really good seniors, big bodies that I think will play college football. And so it was a great test for our kids, and I thought they stepped up to it and they found a way.
And so far, it looks like you've got kind of a running back by committee, a little quarterback by committee.
Yeah, and week one, Nathan, we have a sophomore, Jacob Kilzer, who's really, I think, going to turn into be a great player, and they split time. Yesterday, Nate played most of the time, but still Jacob got in there for a few plays, and it's one of those week-by-week things that we want to see what gives us the best opportunity. But, yeah, it's kind of neat to see a senior quarterback that's selfless enough to give a sophomore some opportunities in there, and I think it gives us the best chance as a team. So we definitely are a committee-based team this year, and we're trying to get as many kids the ball as we can.
Short season, 6 games in the regular season, and then there's talk on the volleyball side and some of the other sports where maybe the soccer teams want a state tournament. Do you think this thing could evolve a little bit? We've got the 6 regular season games. We know we're going to get some sort of section playoff. What are you hearing among your colleagues?
I know pretty much. I know we all want that. I think it's a question on where Minnesota Department of Health and what they're comfortable with, and obviously the State High School League, and obviously we abide to what they ask for. But like I said, I know we feel really confident as coaches, as actually the more we keep the kids playing, I feel almost it's safer. The only issues we've had at all with COVID and things like that have really been off of the COVID tree, as I call it. Like my couple kids were out because a mom got sick or a sister got sick or a little like that, but we've had very rare, I haven't had any yet, cases where it's happened at the actual event or the moments of competition. It's come off of different things. And so having them compete, I feel it's kind of very safe. I feel like we're kind of starting to get the hang of it.
Yeah, and have the protocols evolved since you got started? I mean, are you getting continuing guidance? Because I know school district to school district, and you've got what the high school league wants to do. How's that been going day in and day out with the kids?
I think it's ever morphing. I think, like I said, with the kids, we were able to do some summer programs. We really couldn't do a lot of football, yeah, but we could at least do training with the kids. So we kind of figured out the ins and outs of how to react when kids had it and how the pods work and where the contact tracing comes and all that kind of stuff. And so as this thing has moved on, I think as coaches, we're feeling comfortable. Like I said, the biggest obstacles come from their outside world, right, a little bit. And those kids are just around so many, obviously their families and friends and things like that, that many times the adjustments have to come due to who they were close to, not themselves exactly.
And being at games the past couple of weeks and really being at sporting events throughout the autumn, boys and girls soccer, girls swimming and diving, I've done some of those games and some of those events on the internet. And when I talk to coaches or administrators and ADs, they say really the biggest thing they notice is how the environment at school has changed quite a bit, how kind of what's going on in the halls and the lunchroom. That's a huge change in just what's happening on campus day in and day out.
I completely agree because, like I said, so much of it is a controlled environment that deals with, right, the numbers of how many kids can fit in a room and this and that. So kids at lunch look like they're taking the ACT more than eating lunch because they're at a single table where it's like, don't have your cell phone. But I'm saying it kind of has that feel. And like I said, this is such a time of these kids' lives where just social interaction is such a major part of their growth that it as educators, I know, and coaches, we want to provide as many opportunities as we can where they're in those environments. And like I said, a lot of them have been kind of wrapped up over these months. And so that is a big, big difference because, like I said, there's no rhythm, there's no routine to their lives because a lot of these kids only go to school 2 days a week and then they're off and then they're on and then they're off. And so you kind of, as coaches and educators, are trying to fulfill the routine element because obviously at that age, these kids usually like to have routine.
And what about the week-in, week-out schedule? Are you trying to make it as normal as possible in what you do as far as reviewing the win over Blaine and then getting ready for Centennial? Does that stay about the same?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're trying to keep it as normal as we can. And like I said, with a young football team and with any football team, you love these kids to come together and have those moments together and learn and get better each week. And whoever the opponent you get is, it's fun to see the growth they have as a group. And I think so you try to keep it as normal as you can because you want these kids to have the truest football experience they can have. And so I know all the coaches we've talked about that, and that's why we kind of want the playoffs and we want those things. Because, like I said, those opportunities are waning in football. Once for a lot of these kids, this is their last experience playing football. And so you don't find a lot of college intramural football leagues and all this kind of stuff. So we feel as coaches, you got to optimize every experience you can get for these kids.
And halfway through the regular season next Friday night against Centennial, six games. And I know you and I have talked in the past, and you've been good enough to join us here and talk to a lot of coaches over the year. The eight-game regular season is by in a blur. We get started, next thing you know, we're at MEA, and we're talking, you know, section playoffs already and kind of the countdown to prep bowl. And here we are halfway through the regular season next week already. So I won't even get into how quick that's going.
Oh, it absolutely flies by. And you kind of remind the kids that, because when you kind of go through those 2-3 weeks leading up to the season, sometimes it drags a little bit because they're learning and going through the soreness and all that kind of stuff. But when the season hits, boy, it goes boom. I mean, you get a game on Friday night, then on Saturday there's a JV game. Kids are getting better. I mean, and you're already just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and back to a game. Yeah. And it's amazing how fast it goes. And you look up and you're already, like I said, I'm going to check in tomorrow and say, hey, after this game, we're halfway through. And it feels like you just were walking out there for opening night.
All right, Matt, good to visit with you. Congrats on the 2-0 start for Maple Grove. They beat Blaine 26-14 on Thursday night.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.